Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
A yellow level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy rain and possible damaging winds and hail. That's over the extreme western parts of the northwest. Isolated showers can also be expected over the central and eastern parts of Mpumalanga and the central and extreme northwestern areas of Limpopo. It will be hot in the Lowveld. Gauteng will be warm, partly cloudy from this afternoon. Pretoria up to 29, Joburg and Polokwane 28, Mbombela and Rustenburg 30, and Emalahleni a high of 27 degrees.
There's been a collision in Pretoria on the R566 Roslyn Road eastbound at Soutpan Road. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
Gautrain Management says a limited bus service is in place this morning to transport commuters to and from the Gautrain stations. However, this service remains suspended in Midrand, Rosebank and Rhodes Field. The Gautrain buses were suspended yesterday morning while wage negotiations continue. And Sydney-based Toby's Estate Coffee Roasters in Australia has been crowned the best coffee shop in the world. According to the world's 100 best coffee shops, cafes worldwide were judged on a variety of factors, ranging from quality of coffee and food, sustainability practices and customer service. South Africa's Espresso Lab Micro Roasters in Cape Town is ranked 11th, and the Whippet in Gauteng came in at 89th on the list. I'm Khadija de Souza, back with more news at 8.
That's very cool. I was at one of those coffee shops yesterday.
The one in Australia.
I wish. Haven't had a chance to travel yet. The Proteas match against Australia and the Champions Trophy was abandoned yesterday without a ball being bowled because of persistent rain in Rawalpindi. Both sides need a win in their final group game to advance to the semi-finals. South Africa, they'll take on England in Karachi on Saturday. Australia's final group match is against Afghanistan, and that's on Friday. Today, England against Afghanistan, that's an 11 o'clock start. There have been further calls, though, for that match to not go ahead, with some calling for England to boycott the match in response to the Taliban's actions in Afghanistan. Over 1 million fans have turned up so far to the United Rugby Championship matches in just 11 rounds. It's the shortest time it's taken to break that attendance barrier thus far. Since the tournament kicked off in 2021, the 1 million fan mark has been reached faster each season. 2 years ago, that came in round 14. Last season, it was in round 12 and just took 11 rounds this time round. Looks like fans are coming out in their numbers, and we hope it continues. There's a biggie on this weekend at Loftus. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff as the Vodacom Bulls take on the Stormers. The Northwest University's Siya Kolisi residence was officially opened on Monday, cool. I believe, by the iconic Springbok captain. His coach and mentor, Rassie Erasmus, was also in attendance to unveil the university's new Invictus residence. The Siya Kolisi residence will primarily be used by students affiliated with the Northwest University Rugby Institute. Invictus is a multi-sport residence. South Africa's double World Cup winning prop, this is the big story from yesterday, Steven Kitsoff, falls to retire from rugby after serious neck injury. He sustained that injury in September last year while playing in the Currie Cup, and he's revealed that he was, quote, 2 millimeters from death. It sounds a really terrible injury, and glad that he's made the decision, though it will be tough. And we'll hear more from the story. That's your sport.
Don't forget to buy tickets between 6 and 9 in the morning for this game at Loftus this Saturday. As Tola said, they're a huge one. Let's fill up Loftus. Let's fill up Loftus and not boo. That'll confuse them.
Oh,
Vodacom Bulls versus the Stormers. And if you buy a ticket between 6 and 9 in the morning, go into the draw to join us on the Marty McParty VIP deck. You want to be on there. It's a vibe.